Good morning. High pressure is in control again this morning, and with generally clear skies, temperatures have dropped back into the 30s and 40s, with a couple of places even staying in the lower 50s overnight and to start the day. This will translate to plenty of sunshine and a developing and gusty southwest wind flow today. That strong southwest wind will help push temperatures quickly through the 60s and into the lower 70s on average for afternoon highs. Sunshine will gradually give way to a few scattered clouds as we get deeper into the afternoon as a weak cold front approaches from the north and west. The front will pass by later today and into the evening with a few more clouds. Then we'll clear it out overnight. That southwest breeze will shift around to the northwest and winds will diminish a bit as temperatures drop back into the 40s. Tomorrow, the northwest breeze will persist throughout the day and will go back to sunshine with highs reaching into the upper 60s. This will only lead to even milder air as we head into the upcoming weekend as a new area of high pressure dominates the weather not only at the surface but aloft and will go back into the lower 70s on Saturday with full sunshine and with more sunshine even lower to mid 70s on Sunday. The next storm system will develop in the mid part of the country and approach us from the Mississippi and Ohio valleys for the early part of next week. Clouds will increase on Monday, and so will the south wind. This will allow temperatures to remain mild and in the lower to mid 70s to start the work week. More clouds and a chance of showers on Tuesday and Wednesday with highs sliding back, though still around 70 on Tuesday and into the 60s on Wednesday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front will dive across the Pacific Northwest today, and as it does, precipitation will increase in this region and spread to the northern Rockies. Heavy rain is expected in western Washington and northwestern Oregon, where there's a marginal risk of flash flooding. In addition, high elevation snow is expected for the Cascades and the northern portions of the Sierra Nevada mountain ranges. As the front pushes across the Intermountain West tomorrow, precipitation will move along with it and snow ramping up in the northern Rockies. And the Joint Typhoon Warning Center in Hawaii is tracking Typhoon Lan, located approximately 625 miles south-southeast of Kadena Air Force Base, Okinawa, Japan. Lan has maximum sustained winds of 85 miles per hour and has tracked north-northwest at 10 knots over the past 6 hours. The typhoon is expected to strengthen over the next few days, and the winds are forecast to gust up to 165 miles per hour as it approaches Tokyo by late in the weekend or early next week. At Mount Washington, 110 miles visibility under clear skies and 41 degrees, with a southwest wind at 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 24 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 48 degrees, the dew point 45, 89% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.21 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 14 at Bodie State Park in California, and also at Lake George, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 70s, Boston sunny in the mid 70s, and in Buffalo sunny and breezy with highs in the mid 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 70 degrees, the low 41, the average temperature 56, that's 7 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 92 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 1.27 inches below normal. And 35.45 inches for the year, which is 3.81 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 9 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 126, that's 112 below normal. And only 238 for the season, which is 167 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees. The average low, 38. The record high, 79, set in 1963, and the record low, 20, in 1974. Sunrise this morning, 7:13 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:06 p.m. 10 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the upper 60s. Becoming mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Becoming mostly clear tonight with lows around 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Becoming mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the lower 70s. Becoming mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the lower 70s. Becoming mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny, breezy, a bit cooler, but still very mild, upper 60s. Mostly sunny, unseasonably mild Saturday, lower 70s. Even warmer Sunday with mostly sunny skies, lower to mid-70s. Lower to mid-70s, though mostly cloudy on Monday, and a chance of showers near 70 Tuesday, and a chance of showers in the 60s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.